With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail at this hour in Novi, Michigan, blasting a new California law that makes it a crime to ask voters about their citizenship.
Today it's illegal, you know, how about this guy Gavin Newsom in California? He just signed a bill making it illegal to even ask a person for voter identification. They want to put you in jail.
And the former president says that he actually has a sizable lead in the polls, but he's urging everybody to get out and vote just the same. Israel has pounded Iran with a series of airstrikes targeting military sites, all in retaliation for that barrage of ballistic missile strikes by the Islamic Republic against Israel that was earlier this month.
Our defensive and offensive capabilities are fully mobilized. We will do whatever necessary to defend the state of Israel and the people of Israel.
That's Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. He says Israel's use of military force is resolute. Former Senator Jim Talent says Democrats put their own party in jeopardy by handpicking Kamala Harris to replace Joe Biden as their nominee.
There is no way, in fairness to Democratic voters, they would not have chosen her if they'd had the option. And in fairness to Democratic professionals, they wouldn't have picked her if they'd had any other alternative.
Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on a deadly Russian drone strike on Kiev.
A Russian drone strike has killed a teenager in Kiev during a nighttime barrage on the Ukrainian capital that lasted for hours. Ukrainian rescuers worked through the rubble to recover the body. Less than five people were reportedly killed and at least 20 were injured.
And that is Rika Ann Garcia reporting. A strong majority of California voters favor a new bill that would crack down on crime, according to a new survey. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on what he says is some bad news coming from the land down under.
Christianity is on the wane all across the Anglosphere, and the land down under is no exception. The latest numbers from the Census Bureau indicate just 44% of Australians self-identify as Christians, and that's down 8% from just 5 years ago. The number of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion in Australia has risen to 40%, one of the highest percentages in any English-speaking country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats pushed to get a constitutional amendment on New York's ballot this November because they believe it could energize liberals eager to promote abortion. Republicans are now hoping the same amendment will ignite fire under people upset about men taking part in girls' and women's sports. The broad language of the state's proposed equal rights amendment has been at the center of court battles and is emerging as one of the more unusual battles this year. This is SRN News. Some storm victims are calling it a wonderful gift.
Some hurricane-impacted households in North Carolina and Florida have received one-time direct cash payments of up to $1,500. The nonprofit Give Directly is using artificial intelligence to find low-income households in badly damaged areas and reaching out to them via an app that is used to manage SNAP benefits. Jason Walker reporting.
The Dutch government has announced tough measures aimed at reining in asylum requests.
Among the measures that will be sent to Parliament for approval is a move to restrict family members who can join a person who has been granted asylum in the Netherlands. European Union leaders are looking at ways to tackle migration and turn the 27-nation bloc into a fortress Europe after years of striking a more welcoming tone.
That is Jeremy House. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.